Why it's critical not to hold grudges. Imagine yourself taking a walk and having to pick up stones along the way. Imagine picking up one small rock at first. Is it heavy? Probably not. Now imagine walking a couple more meters and picking up another rock, then another. Imagine yourself putting all those rocks in your bag as you walk several blocks down your neighborhood. After some time and some distance, that bag's going to be very heavy. You will be heavier, dragging and carrying more than your usual weight. It'll hurt your shoulders. Your back will start to hurt. Your legs will burn, and your entire body will ache. Now, imagine having to make the trip back home with that bag full of heavy rocks. What do you think will happen by the time you get home? You'd be exhausted, or worse, injured. Holding a grudge against someone is like carrying a bag full of dirt and muck wherever you go. Holding it for a very long time is like subjecting yourself to back and forth trips with a bag full of rocks, injuring yourself in return. What is a grudge? Lest it becomes confusing, a grudge is a persistent feeling of resentment towards someone. Now, it might be easy to dismiss and say that you're not really angry at someone or some situation, correct? Well, here's a little exercise to check if you are truly free of ill feelings. Close your eyes and think of that person or situation. Now imagine that person happy and blessed with all the good things that he or she might wish for. How do you feel about it? Do you feel happy for him or her? Do you feel like there's a sense of injustice in the idea that he or she is happy? Do you feel cheated? If you feel negatively about it, then you're still carrying that grudge. How do you let go of grudges? For all the emotions that we decide to nurture, we ultimately affect the kind of experiences we have. If we're happy, then we attract positive things in our life. If we're negative, then we form negative patterns, such as blaming others or whining, which in turn produce negative experiences. Holding a grudge is letting all that negative energy stay with you, and it will form negative patterns. Notice the things you do when the person you hold a grudge against is near you. Do you end up swearing? Do you get upset? Then notice how you tend to see things negatively afterwards. Letting go of a grudge is being kind to yourself. Think of it as letting go of the rocks and stones that you've chosen to pick up along the way. It's normal to think that this is easier said than done. It is, but it's not impossible. Here's an exercise you can do. Close your eyes. Imagine the person you hold a grudge against. Know that that person no longer has power over you. Whatever that person has done to you, think of it as a photo stamped on a page. It's already done and cannot be removed. But you don't have to keep reading that same page over and over again. Imagine tearing that page. Say to yourself and that person, with love in my heart for both you and myself, I heal this situation by letting this page go. This page no longer serves me. I am free of the need to carry this. I am letting this go. Then say a little thank you prayer and smile.